Vitola. Your Grace, Your Excellencies, dear veteran friends, first of all, thank you very much for coming. I really participate in this ceremony, you know, for quite a number of years, and I see more and more people are coming. And that is very important for all of us, and that is very important, you know, for our veterans. And I'm greeting the veterans who came from Russia and from some other countries. Today we have come here to the Soviet War Memorial to mark the day of greatest victory, the day of peace and triumph of human spirit, the day when good triumphed over evil, over fascism. This is the glorious day for all humanity to remember and celebrate courage of people who defended their homeland and liberated from Nazism. 68 years have already passed since then, but every year on the 9th of May, we remember the war which turned out to be the most devastating conflict in history, which killed dozens of millions of people and caused unheard of suffering and destruction. There are certain things that we cannot and shouldn't never forget. This is the veterans that we and our families owe the peaceful present to their sacrifices and the courage. Veterans did not spare their lives on the road of the victory. They defeated Nazi Germany, displaying extraordinary commitment to their nations and the core values of human civilization. We always remember your historic deed and are grateful for high moral standards you have set to the generations to come. Dear friends, the victory has never been a source of contention between Russia and our allies. We will always be grateful for the indispensable assistance and support of our allies, Great Britain, United States of America, France and other nations, and the anti-Hitler coalition, German and Italian anti-fascists. Today we are also celebrating the bravery of all Europeans who confronted fascism. Its defeat is the absolute value, since the descent of the barbarity was the alternative. The Soviet Union lost over 27 million, just to look at this figure, of its citizens at the war. Servicemen killed on the battlefields came from all ethnic groups of the former USSR, but stood united and defended their motherland. All people, all republics of the former Soviet Union, and there are all ambassadors here present in this ceremony, suffered irreparable losses and touched almost every family. That is the reason why 9th of May, Victory Day, is an important day for all nations of the Commonwealth of Independent States. All nations must be united in preserving the memory for future generations. Today, Russia strongly stands for the principle of peaceful cooperation among the nations, collective security, and global stability. We believe that based on those principles and the lessons learned from the history of the 20th century, all world leaders would jointly find ways for peaceful resolution of conflicts for the benefit of the mankind. I would like to say that despite the fact that 68 years passed since the time of the great victory, we still have a lot of conflicts in the world, the people are still suffering, and I think that Russia and UK should do a lot of things, you know, to make the world better. And I'm glad that tomorrow there will be a visit of Mr. Cameron to Sochi, to Russia, and he will have negotiations with the Russian President Putin. And of course, you know, the conflicts and some other important things will be discussed. And I hope that these negotiations will be successful. So I would like to wish all of you good health, success. Together with my friends, other ambassadors from the CIS countries, we prepared some small reception. And we would like to invite all of you who are present here just to join us after this official ceremony. Thank you very much. Thank you.